You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
For the most part, the entire world is in quarantine, while at the same time celebrating the most significant week in the history of all the world, Jesus' final moment before voluntarily laying down his life. In the New Testament account of Jesus' final moments, we find him doing something that, simply stated, blows my mind. He's knowingly about to subject himself to a level of torture that no other human being could ever sustain. Jesus is about to pay the punishment for the sins of every human being that has ever lived or who will ever live. Yet we find Jesus during the Passover celebration, planning, hosting, and serving at his own Last Supper. It was Jesus who directed the preparation of the Passover meal and who selected the time, the place, the upper room, and the guests, his closest disciples. And it was Jesus who, right before celebrating the Passover meal, got up from the table, took off his outer garments, and wrapped a towel around his waist. Pouring water into a basin, he washed the disciples' feet and dried them with the towel he had wrapped around his waist. In John's account, we discovered that Jesus did so fully aware that Judas would betray him, Peter would deny him, and that all of his disciples would abandon him. But in spite of all of this, at the Last Supper, Jesus was not the guest of honor. He was the host, the master of ceremony, and the server. You see, he took the bread and broke it and served it to his disciples. And it was Jesus who poured the wine and served it. It was Jesus who spoke and said, "Take and eat. This bread represents my body broken for you." And said, "Take and drink from the cup. This represents my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of many sins." Now, just after the Last Supper, Jesus was arrested and all of his disciples abandoned him. Then he was falsely accused, and in a mock trial, he was sentenced to death. He was forced to carry his own cross, and then he was hung on it, and he personally died for his disciples and for you and for me. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, "He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed."